Hello?
Hello, Bob. Hey, this
yeah.
is Joseph. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Surveys. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm conducting actually an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help us with this real quick?
Well, I'm driving, but I'm listening.
All right, great. And now, and just bear with me one moment. At first, are you in a place where you can talk safely, opening your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone, so you want to make this quick as possible. We appreciate your time.
Uh-huh. I'm in my truck. I'm driving truck.
Okay, great, great. All right, great. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, now please ask you for your race. Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native
black.
American? Okay.
Black.
All right, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50? All right, one vote?
Oh, I'll vote.
Okay. Definitely
then. I vote every year.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
Boy, 65.
Okay. Hey, you stay young. and please rate your the level of motivation for voting next year's presidential and congressional elections in 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 meaning you're extremely motivated. You may use anywhere between 0 to 10. What would you give yourself?
Well, I'll give it a 5.
5, okay. And some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Not important at all. I don't like politics at all.
Okay.
And keep stuff going.
Okay. Now, regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I've been going Democratic, but I might go Independent this year. I don't know yet.
Okay. Okay. And
sort of been let down this year, so it's just been like crazy. So, you know, it is what it is.
Understood. Now, thinking about the direction and the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed in?
Well, I'm not satisfied. But I'm just praying for the best.
Okay,
I'm
so would you say like
about mediums?
Okay, so about mediums, so you're just regular dissatisfied then?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you hear about the inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration, the policies, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate price gauging and greed, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, or other?
I think, I'm looking at the Federal Reserve rising interest rates because, I mean, I'm looking at my house payment went up from I was paying like 18, it went up to like $2,900 this year. It's crazy.
Okay.
But, you know, it is what it is, you know. It's interest rates, everything's going up, so we got to deal with it. You know, we make the best out of this situation.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate your scale from 0 to 10, how important this issue is to you and your member of Congress focus on. 10 is most important. Extremely important. 5 is somewhat important. 0 is not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Ensuring our borders are secure.
I say about 8.
Okay. Fighting against racism and discrimination.
10. That's very important.
Okay. How about reducing crime?
10.
Okay. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Okay. How about reforming the justice system, address sentence reform, and stop racial profiling?
10.
Okay. How about creating more jobs and raising wages?
Well, everything going up, so I'd have to go about a 9, somewhere around there.
Okay.
I always okay. use the raise, though, but hey. Everybody can use that.
Okay, now switching gears a bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay.
But, you know, he's doing what he does, but he's a yes man.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. the Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat, okay. Somewhat disapprove, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And I like your rate. Okay. And I like to rate your feelings about towards some people organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm and favorable towards them. Zero meaning very cold, unfavorable, and 50 meaning you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just say so. The NAACP.
I'd say about a 75.
Okay. How about Planned Parenthood?
Same thing.
Okay.
75.
About Barack Obama?
I give him about 80. He eyes
okay.
with me.
Okay. How about the Republican Party?
But he like the rest of them. He all looking for his pockets too. And what was
okay.
that now?
How about the Republican Party?
I say about a 50. Because I give both of them, Democrats and Republicans, 50-50 down the line, across the board.
Okay. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
About a 50.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Well, I say about 40.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
About 60.
Okay. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
You know he's going on vacation next year. Huh? Say what?
Oh, Hakeem Jeffries?
I'd say about a 40.
Okay. Cool. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. Who would you vote for? Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Joe Biden or Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I don't know about getting better. I think it's the same because now it's all in the ink pen now. So, you know, You got to be there to know it. So you know, it is what it is. I mean, we're dealing with it. We've always had to deal with it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, so it's about the same you said.
Yeah.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, I'd like to read two statements about important issues facing our communities. Tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A says we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police. buy more crime-fighting equipment, increase prosecution of criminals, and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Or B, we don't need to increase funding police departments. We need to invest more funding on crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, mental health, in order to get the root causes of the crime to make our community safer. Do you agree with more with A or B?
B.
B. Would you say a lot more or somewhat?
A lot more. I mean, because, you know, it's a lot of, I just say B. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I have, you know, funding the police is fine. I mean, but, you know, we all got to get this thing together. I mean, because I think if they're taught how to do this thing, they know how to de-escalate stuff without using the gun all the time. You know,
okay.
It's just that's my thought, you know.
Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administrations are doing? Yes, a lot. Some, a little, not at all?
I don't bother with it much. I'll listen a little bit, and then
then
rich and the poor. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, what has you seen or heard recently about the Joe Biden and his administration that made you more or less favorable towards them?
I really hadn't heard nothing much, you know, about it because I really don't watch it because most time I'm on the truck stuff. So it's just, it is what it is. Nah. And they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Okay. Okay. So basically, don't know then, pretty much?
No, I don't know.
Okay. No worries. I want to read some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his last 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important is that to you. Very, somewhat, not very important, or not at all. So the one says, ban chokeholds and knockoff warrants for federal offices.
Ban choco. I think that should be banned.
Okay. And so that's very important?
Yeah, that's very important. I mean, because,
okay.
I mean, there's other ways to de-escalate the stuff.
Okay. And so this one says, invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. Would you say that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all?
I think it's important, but then again, it ain't. I mean, because, well, we still got to pay it. We still, with they putting money in there, but daggone, we still got, we as parents and grandparents still got to pay for the kids to get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To get into colleges, and I got three going, so.
Okay.
And back in, you know, I got three grandkids get ready to take off to college, and it's costing.
Okay, I understood. So would you say that's somewhat important, or?
I say somewhat important. Everything should be across the board equally. I mean, whether it's a black college or white college, it don't make no difference. I mean, everything should be equally. But I know, you know, some colleges got all that money, so they don't have to worry about it. So,
okay. How about this statement? It says, invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open.
Uh-huh.
Is that, like, very important to you, somewhat important,
Yeah, that's very important. That's very important.
Okay. How about cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, very important.
Yes, sir.
And A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. Is that very important? Somewhat important? Not very important, not at all.
Somewhat. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey!
And,
I'm sorry. Hey, look, I'm going to have to go. I got to go to work now. I'm at the job.
Let me ask you the last one. I'm going to ask this